I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about a massive police operation in downtown Kingston, Jamaica. Jamaican authorities had been trying to apprehend Christopher Dudus Koke. He's a major drug dealer wanted by the U.S., and Jamaica was supposed to catch him and extradite him. But Koke got away, and the manhunt continues for him across the island nation. During the raid on Koke's neighborhood, the Tivoli Garden section of Kingston, at least 73 civilians were killed. And some human rights groups are worried that when the police and military went in looking for Mr. Koke, they might have been less restrained than they should have been. The BBC's Nick Davis reports from Kingston.
The 4 days of street battles were triggered by the hunt for Christopher Koke, a.k.a. Dudus, a man wanted by the U.S. on drugs and gun-running charges. The operation, now seen as the start of a sustained assault on gang culture in poor communities across the island, has seen wide support, but allegations of extrajudicial killings are dividing the nation. Wilton Hill Drive is where three young men in the community died. Locals say they were unarmed.
I'm not the door. Boom, boom, boom.
They knocked on the door, boom, 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 and just kicked it in. Those three youths, they weren't involved in anything.
As I walk into the house where the shootings took place, there are bloodstains across the house. There's still so much blood here. It's unbelievable. I've never seen so much blood. Most people in the area are still loyal to Dudus, and as such, many are resentful against the security forces, but there are only a few people that are willing to speak about what they saw. This 25-year-old claims that he witnessed deaths after soldiers took him from his home.
When them hauled me and put me up in a truck, and then...
This man says the soldiers grabbed him along with five others, but he knew one of the soldiers, so he was separated from the rest and put on a truck. As the truck drove off, he says he heard a barrage of shots. He looked back and the five men were dead. 73 civilians died and more questions are being asked over how the operation was handled. I asked Colonel Rocky Mead from the Jamaica Defence Force directly about the claims of human rights abuses and if he could guarantee his troops' behaviour.
No, clearly I can't guarantee that because I wouldn't have been at the forefront of the operation. I can say that that would be inconsistent with our modus operandi. You know, we brief the soldiers to function. But if there are any such allegations and we can get sufficient information to act on, we will investigate it and any such discovery would be prosecuted.
But that's unlikely. The Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, have been responsible for the deaths of over 1,000 civilians in the last 4 years alone, without a single conviction. Dr. Carolyn Gomes is a head of Jamaicans for Justice, the island's main human rights group, and says investigations may not get to the truth.
One of the difficulties has been the JDF operations, because the JDF do their own investigations and do their own holding to account, so they say. And so it has been extremely challenging for civilian authorities to even get access to the notes of those investigations or the outcomes of those investigations.
The country's public defender, Earl Witter, has already recommended to the Prime Minister, Bruce Golding, that a commission of inquiry be set up to look into the conduct of the island security forces and then a judicial inquiry. He has investigators in a temporary office in Tivoli Gardens already looking into allegations, taking statements and carrying out forensic examinations of buildings in the area.
We shall be investigating all the allegations of abuse or excess and or of atrocities committed by the security forces. And we shall go where the evidence takes us. So far, our investigations have turned up certain evidence and or evidentiary material which will be factored into our investigations, which we are approaching with an open mind and as objectively as possible.
On Wilton Hill Drive, they're starting to sweep up and start again. The clean-up of crime is seen as a good thing by many Jamaicans, but while the allegations of human rights violations continue, and with Dudus still at large, the success of this operation and those that follow hang big concerns over taking on the gangs by force. For The World, I'm Nick Davis, Kingston, Jamaica.